Item 16, notices of motion. 16.1, notice of motion by Stephen O'Brien. That's NOM number 2-2016. Do I have a mover?
Mr. Mayor, I'll move that, but I'd like to move it with an amendment, if I may. I'd like to move that we put in as point 2, and making point 2, 3 and point 3, 4. Point 2 being that all questions be agreed to by councillors and the executive team prior to the proposed forum at an SBS.
So, councillors, thank you, Councillor O'Brien. We've inserted an extra bullet point, an extra point in here as point 2, and item 2 of the motion is now item 3, and item 3 is now item 4, if that clarifies it for everyone. Yeah. Indeed. Do I have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Galvin. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a motion, councillors, that is all about Manningham. This is a motion that is designed to ask the candidates at this federal election what they can do for Manningham. I refer you to the federal election advocacy kit that was in our info sum, where the MVA have prepared a campaign kit. Have prepared a campaign kit to assist our members in advocating on prioritising issues facing the local government sector. It goes on to say that this kit is complementary to what councils are doing in terms of seeking funding for things like kindergartens, aged care issues and so forth. Councillors, we have an opportunity to put to the candidates, and for those candidates, should they wish to respond, on issues that are quite pressing for this council. Those issues are, and they're on our webpage, one doesn't need to go further than looking at advocacy. Those issues are to deal with affordable housing, Aquarina, public transport, Doncaster Rail, emergency management, graffiti vandalisation, linear parks, public transport infrastructure, regional priorities, waste and environment, and a whole host of other issues. This is an opportunity for us to ask candidates on issues that are pressing for us in terms of some of the strategies we have in play. Ageing Well and Manningham strategy. Is there some funding? Is there an opportunity? Aged care disability programs, mental health action plan, public health and wellbeing plan, $3.4 million for the implementation of our bicycle strategy, $250,000 for implementation of our bushland management strategy, multicultural strategy, active life for recreation strategy, and wouldn't it be good for our heritage restoration fund to get a top up? Now, I know that there may be views in the community, people saying, well, why should we intervene in a federal election? Well, councillors, we do it all the time. We do it all the time through the state government, to the state government. I refer to a couple of motions, MAV state motion of the 29th of March 2016, wherein we passed a motion to look for more affordable housing options and provision of stimulus funding. We passed a motion to look at VCAT decisions and procedures. On the 29th of September 2015, we passed a motion to the MAB for school funding focus youth groups, Victoria Building Authority, Metropolitan Planning Levy, application fees. Councillors, on the 21st of April 2015, we had a number of MAV and ALGA advocacy motions where we endorsed things, everything from library funding, consensus, cyclists funding, bushfire management overlay review. We're putting the pressure on the government to take a look at its provisions. On the 23rd of September 2014, we passed a motion, MAB motion. The council proposed to seek four motions to present at the meeting: cyclist safety, library funding, members affected by heatwave, members for the community affected by heatwave, and again the bushfire management overlay review. And the last one, members, councillors, is on the 8th of April 2014, where we had a motion where we were looking at affordable housing and options and funding. So councillors, this is an opportunity where sporting groups, it's an opportunity where church groups and organisations are talking to members or federal candidates. And this is an opportunity for us to sit down with carefully crafted questions that we could put to these candidates, and should they so respond, is an opportunity for them to come back to us and tell us how they can assist with Manningham. To say, councillors, you may say it's political. Well, yes, it is. It's 100% political. Because this is entirely about Manningham and what we as a council can get funding commitments for Manningham. Now, if someone makes a pledge, gets elected, and then doesn't decide to implement that pledge, well, then that's for the community to decide in 4 years' time, 3 years' time. But at this point in time, I just encourage my fellow councillors to support this motion and to seek what funding commitments or what commitments we can get from the candidates that are standing.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Galvin.
Yes, councillors. Look, I don't really see this as totally political in what we're asking. As councillors, we are the advocates for our community as much as we can be. And for me, this forum, if it comes about, will be really just to collect information that's going to be directly impacting our residents here in Manningham. As far as in the 4 years that I've, nearly 4 years as councillor, it's very clear that what we don't have in Manningham is jobs and growth. And that is really directly to the fact that we don't have Medicare officers. Our last Medicare officers left Manningham, so we would like to encourage more businesses, whether they're state, federal officers. That sort of brings support to our people. There's other things. There's hospitals. There's health needs. We don't have all of that. We don't have tertiary education in Manningham. They're my personal views, but it's up to the questions that we put to the candidates that I'm hoping that they would sort of see that. The people in Manningham are also very interested in what happens in their backyard as well as federally.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? Councillor Downey.
I question whether this is something that we as councillors should becoming involved with in holding an event like this. It talks about having an independent facilitator. How much of ratepayers' money are we going to need to spend on this independent facilitator?
Is that a question?
Yes.
I can answer that question. We'd have to take that question on notice. I have absolutely no idea. It would depend on the duration and the availability.
Mm. I think that we can handle this much better in going directly in perhaps the mayor and yourself having meetings with the various candidates and talking to them directly about what are our wishes and going that way and following what I read the suggestions from the MAV too, and to me, I think that that the MAV is suggesting that process where we speak to the candidates directly. I know one of the things that in that MAV report was that it suggested that we show the candidates around our city if they don't know it. I really think that this is not a good way to spend ratepayers' money, and I don't think it's a good way to approach the candidates. I am forgetting what we can for Manningham, but I think we can do this in a much better and more effective way than having a forum for 9 councillors to ask some questions.
Thank you, Councillor. We have a question from Councillor Griffith-Gristopoulos.
Mr. Mayor, it says item number three, to facilitate candidates' forum held at an event room at the Civic Centre in the evening week beginning Tuesday the 14th, chaired by independent facilitator, whereby councillors ask candidates a list of questions. It doesn't say that this forum is not open to the public. Is that correct?
Thank you, Councillor. I understand the question. The motion doesn't clarify it, I'm afraid. What's the intention of the mover?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, it isn't one. We're certainly the community can attend, but I would like to restrain questions just to the councillors. I don't intend to have people from the community asking those questions. They can do that on the side or through an email.
Thank you, Councillor. So, do I have any other speakers for the motion?
I'd like to speak on the motion. I don't know whether I'm for or against, but I just want to speak on it.
Please, Councillor.
Is that okay?
Please.
Yes, Mayor. Look, I understand the Councillor O'Brien's and the intent of this is to get some commitments for Manningham at a federal election. I believe that there are other forces in action with regard to this, and I think that we as an organisation, as a level of government, may be going close to the wind with what we should be doing on behalf of our community by getting involved in the election program. I think first of all we should actually know what we want. We need to say what we want and not sit down and listen to hear what candidates are wanting to give us. It's what we want, and in a federal government election, we need to think about issues that are federal funded and are about the federal government. A lot of the issues that came out before are in relation to state government programs. There is some federal funding in that, but it's related to state. So we really need to know to start with what we want and ask for it and get responses back from the candidates for that. And I believe that that is important. But to create a portal for people to run their campaigns through Manningham, I don't believe is the correct thing to do. Because I think we're crossing the line a little bit. In most political gear and advertising and stuff that you're promoting, it's all issued and it's signed off by whoever it is. It's authorised and signed. The responses in this are political and in many ways is authorised and signed. I have great concerns about asking our officers to write a report on what they think or what the people have said about this. This is putting our officers into a position of saying good or bad on something that media and other political commentators find it hard to find out whether promises are real or not, or what they are, or are we going to, what's the criteria for it? I can make all the promises in the world if I'm not going to get the job, but if I am going to get the job and I'm going to be there, then my promises are a bit more real. So how are we going to sort of put this, or are we just going to put up front what everybody says is an open line? And I have grave concerns about that, so I'd like to see if anything I support, the number three is completely gone. And when it gets to number four, I think if we're having, Are we having a forum or aren't we having a forum? Or are we creating an event for councillors to look good in front of people that get invited here because we ask the questions of the candidates?
Thank you.
And I believe that, Mr Mayor, I think we need to really think hard about what we do. I'd rather an extension of time at the moment.
I move it.
Councillors, we have a request for an extension of time. Do I have a seconder? Seconded. Those for? Against? Carried.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Listen, I can help with number one, write to all the candidates for the seat of Menzies, and written statement. I think it's very broad to say on your policy positions in relation to whatever, but you could introduce it as that and then talk and ask about what we have as our priority and what could be funded as far as the federal election is concerned. And I'm happy that that is. Such responses to be published on our council website. Well, I think that, you know, perhaps if they know that it's going to be published on our website, that's it, but we better find out about the electoral stuff. Facilitate, have we talked to any of the candidates that week of June 14th is one that they're available and able to come to a meeting that we declare on a particular date? It won't be the Tuesday. I'm looking at the diary on a different night. There's a whole lot of things in that week. So what are we having at the weekend or whatever? What night is it? Why does it have to be that week? Why can't it be later on? Why can't it be just before the election? Why can't it be much later on? The commitment given before an election is still given before an election. Or is council supposed to, in this regard, do lobbying on what it is and what's the outcome? Now, I think that it's good that people can get to hear and see what it is. So perhaps you can put a response on the website if it's legal. And I think if we are able to do that. At the candidates' forum, are we going to start in this? Let me put it on the other foot. If it was a state or federal government, and I don't mean political parties, but I mean the actual government, this is the actual council, wanted to organise and run things, I suppose, and tell us we're going to have this and come along and this is what you're going to do, local government would be up in arms. And I think there's a bit of respect at the different levels of government for them to go through their processes. But if we are, I think we've got to be careful that we're the people doing it and what message is getting out from that. Now, if we do have it, I do have something here, then why are you inviting the people? Why are we inviting the people? I question the motive behind some of these things, and I have difficulty with this putting on. It seems as if it's come up half concocted and we're here forced into a position. I believe that we should be advocating on behalf of Manningham. It's important that we advocate to get funding and money for what we need. And we know that, and I hope that we can get those answers, not asking what have you got to tell me what you got to offer and going into an auction and getting our offices. So I can't support the motion as it is.
Thank you. Do I have any other speakers for the motion? In that case.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Well, someone who didn't know his position, who got up and very eloquently said this was ill conceived.
Councillor, please, can you address motion and not
will,
other councillors?
I will, Mr Mayor. But if you look at question number three, it's very, very specific. It is to prepare summarising the written statements. We are not asking officers to make an opinion. We are not dragging officers in and say, well, dissect that and tell me what do you think. We are simply asking officers to actually provide a written response to the written statements. But I'm happy, and hearing Councillor Goff's concern, I'm happy to drop that from the motion, if it so be, if it's going to compromise the officers. In terms of councillors, what a waste of ratepayers' money. What nonsense. What nonsense. Manningham has so much to gain out of this and so much opportunity to gain out of this that if we can't find a facilitator, perhaps it might be the editor of the Leader, or if it can't be somebody quite distinguished in the community who would do it for no charge or would do it making a donation to a charitable organisation, I think is beyond me. In terms of dragging ourselves into this political forum and putting the shoe on the other foot, I go back to the original point I made. councillors, is that we are simply asking, the candidates what intention, what is their vision that they have for Manningham. Now, if they don't have one, or if they're not available to attend a forum, then perhaps they might want to provide their written response and say that that written response is their position. But councillors, here is an opportunity for us to bring some of the most important issues that we have to see what these candidates have to say and what their position is on some of the issues that are pressing to us.
Thank you, councillor.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Even though he's someone else, is that correct?
Actually, I don't think you can. No, please, just hang on a sec. Hang on a sec, please. Too late. Yep, it's too late. That's what I thought. Sorry, it's too late. The debate has closed. You can't. The motion has to be put.
Thank you.
Okay, councillors, I'll now put the motion. Those for? Against? That is a tie. In that case, councillors, as Mayor, I have a casting vote. And given the borderline nature of the decision, I will cast my vote against it.
Division.
What?
Particularly pointless. He's entitled to call the division. Councillors? If those supporting the motion please rise or indicate your support for the motion. Councillor McLeish, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally. Councillors, if you could please rise and indicate your vote against the motion. Councillor Haynes, Councillor Griver Christopoulos, Councillor Downing, Councillor Gough, and as Mayor, casting vote.
Mr. Mayor, can I move a subsequent motion at this point?
Mm-hmm. The matter's closed.
I think you'll find the matter's closed at this point.
Yes, I know. I'm just moving another motion.
Another motion?
Mm-hmm. If I get a second for it.
I'm afraid I don't think we just allow random motions to be moved in a meeting.
Well, that's
council.
In relation
I can't
this,
see
a
that the standing orders permit that, and you know that.
It would be a subsequent motion to this.
But this matter's closed.
I think the matter's closed, Council. I don't see that there's a basis for doing it under the standing orders.
Good choice.
Nice try, though. In that case, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to item 17, questions from the public. Do we have any questions from the public, Mr. CEO?
Yes, we have two questions. Question from Mr. Peter Jenkins. Is he present? Jenkins?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins is present.
Right, I'll read it out. If it is agreed that the sale of Tatterson Reserve is no longer required to fund purchasing another block of land, then can the application to change the parkland status so it will not come up again at a later date?
So, if you could handle the matter, Mr. CEO, that would be appreciated.
Through you, Mayor. Any decision on any future rezoning of that land would be a decision that Council would need to make, and they may wish to consider doing that in the future.
And just to clarify, Mr. CEO, what's the there is a statutory process for this, correct?
Yes, there is a process.
And that requires a whole range of public consultation and planning scheme amendments
yes.
and submissions and a whole range of other things that go with it.
Yes.
That matter was determined earlier on this evening, and it's not proceeding. So the sale will not be going ahead.
Yep.
It's dealt with.
Yeah. So he wants
to. Okay. Yep. I understand the question.
Please, if we can
refer this to the Director of Planning and Environment.
Yes, I'll clarify that, which is why the two processes were done in parallel, because if one fell over, we will not be proceeding with them. That's correct.
Awesome. Thank you.
He was worried that it was...
Okay. And there are the further two questions from David Warnizer. Are you present, Mr. Warnizer? Yes. The first question is... I asked for a public meeting with all submitters on the flood overlay being advised. Does no reply mean that council is not prepared to front the public on this matter?
Thank you. I'll happily refer that to you.
If council chooses to hold a public meeting on this matter, then a public meeting can be held. At this stage, there is no...
Thank you. And I think there's a little bit more that the Director of Planning and Environment can add in respect of the overlay process itself.
In concerns of the issues that have been raised, we're in the early stage of the statutory process. Certainly the councillors have been responsive and listened, and they have directed the officers to extend the period of exhibition. I think a lot of people know that submissions were due just before Christmas. We have provided additional information. We're still taking submissions, and we're encouraging people to come in and have one-on-one sessions because we believe it's very specific to each site, and that process is continuing now.
Thank you.
There's a second question. Given the refusal of the CEO to meet over these concerns and the inaccurate comment in the press by Ms. Dominic over the concerns raised with the local residents and local politicians, why shouldn't, I think it says council, should conduct a public meeting in order to proceed with legal action over this overlay scheme? I may have misread some of your hand. To halt the overlay scheme. Okay. I think I'd refer Council and Mr. Walsner to the previous answer provided by Ms. Dominic.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 18, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing tonight.
Thank you. Councillor O'Brien. Thank you. Councillor Griffith-Gustopoulos.
No questions, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Downey.
Yes. Is the Mayor aware that the City of Monash did a count back after the resignation of their Mayor and that they have a new councillor? I don't know how you say your first name because it's MGA Hoskin.
No.
Are you aware of it? And I'd just like to commend Monash on having a count back and say that it's unfortunate we didn't have that.
Thank you, Councillor.
Were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of it. Thank you for informing us.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Are you aware that Eastern Health had a function recently to raise money towards the Vivian Bullwinkle Chair in Palliative Care Nursing, which will be based at Eastern Health? This will be in partnership with Monash University, and the Chair will oversee palliative care research and education program. It aims to change the way end-of-life care is provided. Are you aware of it? And that this is a really important thing that has been established at Eastern Health, which will benefit our community as well.
Thank you, Councillor, for informing us of this. I wasn't aware of it, and thank you for your representation of our council in this important organisation. Councillor Goff.
No.
Councillor Klein. Councillor Gelbling. Okay. Item 9, confidential reports.
19.
Thank you. Item 19, confidential reports. I don't want to go back on the agenda, but if councillors thought not. Okay. So, councillors, we have a motion before us. Do I have a mover for this particular matter? Councillor Haynes.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I move that the council consider the confidential report in a closed council meeting session as the relevant ground for making this matter confidential is that the information contained in the report concerns contractual matters and disclosure of its contents may be prejudicial to the interests of the council and or other parties.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. This being a procedure motion, there is no debate. I'll therefore put the motion. Those for, against, that is carried. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, that means this council is about to go into a confidential discussion on a particular matter, and I must ask that you leave the chamber. But thank you for the time.
Stay around, we'll be around.
Please feel free to stay around. We'll be out of here in just a few minutes once this matter is debated and discussed.
Can we turn the microphones off now?
I don't know. We'll find out in a second. So, I'm presuming you can't hear us? No? That's good. Excellent. In that case, ladies and gentlemen, item 19.1, Manningham Centre Association, new agreement 2016-2032. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for. Those against. There has been a division call. If I could ask councillors to please indicate their support for the motion. Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith Gostopoulos, Councillor Goff, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally, Councillor McLeish. Those against, Councillor Downey. The motion is carried. Could I now have a motion, please, to return the meeting to open session?
I move that the meeting be returned to open session.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. I'll put the motion. Those for. Against. That is carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The meeting is closed.